BBC News. The United States and South Korea say North Korea has test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile for the second time. The rocket flew to an altitude of more than 3,000 kilometres before landing off the coast of Japan. Russia disagreed with the assessment, saying the missile was only of medium range. Pakistan is facing political uncertainty following the resignation of the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif after he was disqualified from public office by the country's Supreme Court. The court said Mr. Sharif had been dishonest in not disclosing his earnings from a Dubai-based company. Mr. Sharif has denied any wrongdoing. A terminally ill baby at the centre of a long legal battle in Britain between his parents and hospital authorities has died. Charlie Gard had been moved on the orders of a judge from a hospital to a hospice, where his life support equipment was withdrawn. The US Food and Drug Administration says it's planning to regulate the amount of nicotine in cigarettes in an effort to reduce their addictive properties. The FDA also said it would explore ways of shifting conventional smokers to electronic cigarettes. A man armed with a kitchen knife has launched an attack in a supermarket in the German city of Hamburg, killing one person. A Venezuelan human rights organisation says the police have arrested a young violinist who became famous for his performances during anti-government protests. Willy Arteaga was arrested on Thursday. President Trump has asked Congress to approve extra resources to fight Latin American gangs operating in the United States. Mr. Trump said the US needed 10,000 new immigration officers. Police in the German capital Berlin have praised a person who handed in a lost briefcase containing $40,000 worth of cash and gold bars. The case was found under a tree outside a bank. BBC News.